The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, and another award to add to the Anantara. No,
I'm almost blushing, Pat, at this stage. But yeah, we won the best bar in a 5-star hotel at the Bar Awards this week.
And that was your rooftop bar?
For the rooftop, yeah. And look, it's amazing because we put a lot of time and effort and energy in. We obviously had a refurb this year, so the team really put a lot of effort into
delivering. And then you got the summer you wanted.
We did. The summer helped, and it's still going strong. And I was contemplating doing more barbecue recipes this week, but I have two kids going back to school this week, a Leaving Cert and a Junior Cert this year. So, and people always ask me, you know, what can you put in a kid's lunchbox? And I think, even though I'm doing sweet recipes, these are perfect for kids to snack on.
They won't turn up their noses at these.
They won't. They're delicious. And the first one I'm going to do, which may not sound like kids will like, it's a carrot and walnut cake. Classically, this is an iced cake, but I'm doing it without the icing because I think it's a bit messy for a lunchbox. So what you're going to need is 225 grams of self-raising flour, 2 eggs, 125 grams of brown sugar, 125 mils of sunflower oil. That sounds a little strange, but it's what keeps it nice and moist. A teaspoon of allspice, half a teaspoon of ginger, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 small apples, which I want you to grate, 200 grams of carrots, give them a good wash and grate, the zest of an orange and the juiced, 60 grams of sultanas or raisins, 50 grams of chopped walnuts and 50 grams of ground almonds. If you don't like almonds and walnuts, whatever, just don't put them in. Then you're going to preheat your oven to 180 degrees, grease a springform tin or indeed a bread loaf tin. Put a piece of parchment paper to get it easier to get it out. And then beat the eggs lightly. Add that to the sugar and the oil, give it a whisk, sift in the flour and the spices and fold it through. I always say don't overwork it at this stage, you just want it till it comes together. Then you add in your apples and carrots and mix that along with the orange juice and the zest, in with the sultanas, the ground almonds and the walnuts. And then you just pop it into the pre-prepared tin, bake it in the oven for about 30 to 35 minutes. Check it with a skewer, just push a skewer and knife into this. If it comes out clean, it's ready. Leave it stand for about 5 minutes and then onto a cooling rack. If you want to ice it, I know a lot of people are a fan. Little bit of cream cheese, some icing sugar, some lemon zest, mix it together and ice it. I didn't on this occasion. Let it cool.
I've got it here. It's delicious and it's moist.
It is lovely and moist. And what I would always say is cut it into slices, wrap it in, couple of them in cling film and pop them in the freezer. And when the kids come down in the morning, they just need to throw them into the lunchbox, away they go.
And they'll be nicely warmed up by the time it's lunch.
Exactly,
lunch comes.
Delicious.
Okay. Now, the other one is the COVID staple.
And you know, I was reading through my folder of recipes. I've never done a banana bread recipe on this show. And I think because I'm in fear, because Claire is always telling me that you're the master of banana bread. So I must have always been a little bit too nervous to do it. But anyway, what we've got is 100 grams of soft butter, 175 grams of caster sugar, 2 large eggs, a couple of bananas, larger bananas if they're small, use 3, some vanilla, 225 grams of plain flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and a couple of teaspoons of milk. Again, preheat your oven to 180 degrees, lightly grease a 2-pound loaf tin, and then a little piece of parchment paper just to make life a bit easier. And then mash the ripe bananas in the bottom of the bowl. Then I want you to go in with the eggs and the sugar. Give it a really good whisk until it comes together. Then in with the vanilla, another little bit of a whisk. And then you sift in the baking powder and the flour till it's fully combined. Again, don't overwork it. Put it into your tin. Pop it into the oven. Bake it for about 40 minutes, maybe even 45 minutes till it's cooked through and risen. And the same thing. I love loads of butter on banana bread because you're about to eat that one there. For me, it's missing a little bit of Irish country butter. But again, toasted in the mornings for their breakfast, absolutely cracking. Who doesn't like banana bread?
Okay, now the third one is something that I don't really eat much of, flapjacks.
And this recipe I actually got from one of the sports teams. A lot of the sports teams, as you know, stay down in the hotel. So, and they all eat things like this. There's a misconception, I think, and especially with parents around what to give their kids. But they need sugar because they're, you know, they've high energy lives. So very easy to make. You need some dry ingredients first, 125 grams of plain flour, 340 grams of porridge oats or rolled oats, 150 grams of brown sugar, and then whatever seeds you like, sesame, pumpkin, sunflower seeds, a couple of tablespoons of each of them. For the wet ingredients, 220 grams of butter, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of cashew butter, or peanut butter or whatever butter you like really, and then a little bit of vanilla and a pinch of salt. You put the, this time I want you to line a 10-inch tray, so a brownie tray with a little bit of parchment paper. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Weigh out the dry ingredients. With the wet ingredients, put them into a small pot. Bring it up until the butter melts. Whisk it together and pour that in on top of the dry ingredients. Mix it all together and then you're going to pack that down as if like you're making shortbread into the tray. Then you pop it into the preheated oven for 20 to 25 minutes. Around, if you like it, soft cooker for a little bit less, but if you like it like those ones that are nice and crispy, leave it in there for the full 25 minutes. Take it out, let it cool as always, cut it into little squares. Again, really delicious, I think very nutritious for kids when they're in school.
Do kids go with all the nuts and things, you know? The
Like I would say, adapt the recipe a little bit. Really, it's the flour and the oats is what brings it together. So if your kids don't like different types of seeds, leave them out. If they don't like peanut butter, don't add it in. The recipe will still work. All kids, I think, like maple syrup. And
now, I always say that, you know, baking is science. If you do it according to the recipe, it just behaves.
It does behave.
It does what it's told.
But a recipe like this, a flapjack recipe, really, the science here is the wet ingredients versus the dry. So adding in a little bit more peanut butter isn't going to ruin things. If you mess around with the banana recipe or the carrot walnut, then you're going to run into trouble.
You see, I was looking at your recipe for banana bread and mine is different entirely.
Oh, there you go. Maybe we need to have a banana bread off.
140.
Oh, you remember?
Of each one, of self-raising flour, not ordinary flour, of butter, caster sugar. Do all that first.
Yeah.
Then do your bananas. And
so you're following like a Madeira, that's a classic pound cake recipe, so it's a Madeira recipe, so it's equal quantities and then you've added the banana in, but as delicious or maybe even more delicious.
We'll have to have a company head to head.
Oh, I look forward to that
bread.
That sounds like a bit of crack.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Ann and Tara the Marker, thank you very much for joining
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.